welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
Okay, as I mentioned, my name is Andre, and I'm going to talk about hospitality. I thought of naming it Braai, but there's not a lot of scriptures surrounding Braai in the Bible. There's a lot of offering, but that's stretching it a bit. So tonight we're going to talk about hospitality, and I just quickly want to pray for us again. Father, tonight, Father, we just come and say, share with us what is on your heart, God. We want to have our hearts the same as yours, Father. Your will be our will, Father. Just come and show us, Father, what is on your heart, and just come and establish in our lives, Father. And for myself, I just give you this service, Father. Come and have your way, Father. Come and do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, sorry about that. There should be a few more throughout the service. Got a bit of sore throat. I want to start off with the bigger picture. Before we get to hospitality, just where it fits in with everything else. So, as I mentioned, we went to Artembos, and one of the mornings I was just on the beach talking to God, and he said, okay, I'm going to speak about the second commandment, love your neighbor. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's a pretty broad topic. You can talk a lot about it. So I asked God, throughout the time, throughout the holidays and so on, just what is on your heart? What must I say about it? There's a lot to be said, but what do you want to share with us, God? And I was struggling with it a bit because I'm a bit of, I think a bit like an evangelist. You know, everything must just get people saved and get them discipled. So for me, to love my neighbor is to make sure they hear the gospel and they get a relationship with God. That's just for me, that's love your neighbor. But then the Bible is full of different scenarios and different things we must do to love people. You know, care for the poor, care for the widow, help people, show kindness, all of that. And for me, it was a bit of a divide between the two. So I'm like, okay, God, am I missing it with one? Must I focus on something else? Or if this two is connected, just show me how. And Thursday night I went walking there around in the street, and God just reminded me of the quote. I'm not sure who said it, but sorry about that. But it says, share the gospel in, and if necessary, use words. Now, I know the Bible says, go out and preach the gospel. But God just used this to speak to me, you know. And for me, it clicked in, you know, to love people, to show kindness. If I have to ask all of you, how do you feel love? I don't think a lot of us will answer when I'm discipled, you know. Especially not my wife. Yeah, she's a lot about feelings and emotions and that stuff. So then clicked for me because it is the same. You know, you love people, you care for them, you spend time with them, and then you get an opportunity, or if you don't even get an opportunity to share what God has laid in your heart or whatever, still people will see there's something different about you. They'll ask, why are you so kind? Why are you so nice? You know? So there's always opportunity. Okay. And then John 13, verse 35 as well. We will be known as his followers because of our love for one another. Yeah. So that's basically the build up to this sermon. But as you can hear, I preached about 3 weeks ago, and that was a pretty short sermon. So if I stop here, it's going to be really short. So I asked God, God, there must be something more. Well, what must I say about this? And I was struggling with that a bit. I'm just asking God the whole time, because there's a lot to be said, but as I said, I don't want to just blah, blah, blah up here. And I shared with Mezen as well. And it's so amazing. God has so many ways of speaking with us, vision, dreams, nature, whatever. There's so many ways, and your wives. He speaks a lot from Mezen. And she just said she feels hospitality a lot. And immediately, I'm quite excited whenever there's a chance to Kair or Braai. I'm in my happy place. So I just went and said, okay, God, I'm happy about that, but is that what is on your heart? Because before I run off and talk about stuff that's not in your heart, is this what is on your heart? And you just said, go for it. So yeah, tonight we're talking about Braai. And where it fits in for me, if you can go, okay, that actually has nothing to do with the sermon, but makes you look hungry. Or make you want to eat it, it looks nice. No, actually, it has something to do. Just where hospitality fits in. Let's say the bottom layer is the first commandment, to love God with all your heart. Let me read that for you. Actually, skip that slide. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 40. And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and the first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Okay, so the first commandment, love God with everything. That's your bottom layer. Then your second layer is to love people, to love your neighbor. And then the icing and the other layer and all of that is how do you love your neighbor, you know, how do you live, how do you do whatever else. You can fit everything in there. So then we're going to talk about hospitality today, and basically that is like taking a very thin slice of that cake, because there's so much to talk about love. I think if we should talk about it the entire year, there would still be more to say about it. So hospitality is just a small part of how to love your neighbor. Everybody's still with me? Okay. Okay, so hospitality. Let's look at some scriptures. Romans 12, verse 13. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. That is Paul speaking. In Timothy, therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, and able to teach. Sorry. One example I just want to give you. You know, this is what an overseer must be. So we use the same criteria for leading church. And one of the couples recently, in one of the cells, we appointed cell interns. And another couple was not too impressed with that because they've been in cells so long. Why aren't they the interns in cell to be the next cell leaders? But what is interesting is the hospitable part. You know, they never invite people into their house. They don't spend a lot of time with people. It seems like they don't want to spend a lot of time with people. So for me to say, okay, you're a cell leader, I can't say you're a cell leader and responsible for a lot of people to love them and to disciple them if you don't, out of your own, want to spend time with people. So it's quite obvious that to be a leader, to be an overseer, you at least have to like people. You have to make an effort to invite people into a house. Okay. 1 Timothy 5 verse 10. I haven't read this before. This was quite cool to me. This is the requirements for a widow in church to receive financial gain. Now, if you read 1 Timothy 5, the entire one, there's a lot more. But I just want to mention this one verse. Sorry. And having a reputation for good works, If she has brought up children, has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints, has cared for the afflicted, and has devoted herself to every good work. That's amazing that that's the standard according to Timothy. You know, if a widow who's above 60, it says there as well, wants to receive aid from the church, this is like the requirements. To be hospitable. And then Hebrews 13 verse 2, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for therefore some have entertained angels unaware. And I'm going to come back to the strangers part right at the end. And this is one I like. 1 Peter 4 verse 9, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. That's cool. Example there. We were, as I mentioned, Martin Bos now, the whole family, my brother and his, yeah, and my mother and so on. And the one evening, a distant nephew of hers was coming for dinner, and he was pretty rich. So at the beach, I wear like two shorts. It's my swimming shorts and then the ones I sleep in. That's it. And I never comb my hair, nothing. So we're pretty relaxed when we're on holiday. And now suddenly she wants to make the place super neat and super clean. And so we helped her. But to a point, we got a bit irritated later on. But what was interesting was throughout the evening, nobody enjoyed it. You know, because my mom was tense and the comments she made was tense. So everybody was like, and afterwards my mom was tired. So she also didn't enjoy it. So although she showed hospitality, we invited them to come and eat by us, it wasn't really enjoyable because there was a bit of grumbling and a bit of stress. Okay, so I want to encourage you, if we're going to look at what exactly is hospitality now, but if you are hospitable or decide you want to invite people over, you know, it's supposed to be fun. I don't think you invite the people over so that you can stress or have a negative event or whatever. That's not the idea. So just always keep in mind it's fun. Keep it fun. Think of opportunities to make it more fun. Okay, so what is hospitality? The definition. Sorry. The friendly and generous reception and entertainment of guests, visitors, or strangers. And I love this. Synonyms. I took off out half of the words here because I couldn't pronounce it. So there's a lot more words. If it wasn't Afrikaans, maybe, but okay, I'm just going to go through this just so that we get the idea. Friendliness, hospitableness, welcome, warm reception, helpfulness, neighborliness, warm-heartedness, kindness, kind-heartedness, generosity, liberality, bountifulness, open-handedness. My personal idea of hospitality is actually to create an opportunity or to create an event where people can come into and experience love. Just a place where people can come together and not sit at home alone, you know, where they can interact with people, get to know people, just have a relationship with people. So some practical tips just on if you decide to have people over, if you want to have a braai. There's a lot more. You can Google it. There's really a lot more. This is just what came to mind. What would they like? As I mentioned, it's about blessing them. You're inviting them over so that they have enjoyable time with you. So what did they like? What would bless them? What do they love to eat? What don't they eat? For instance, if you invite Philip over, he doesn't eat pork. So make sure all the Viennas is chicken Viennas, and all the sausage doesn't have pork in. And if he doesn't bring Coke, get Coke, it would bless him, and Oros. Just like Meow and Meryl, for instance, Meryl doesn't eat a lot of meat. She doesn't really like it. I do not understand that, but yes. But typically, they would not buy a lot of steak or meat. They would somehow come with a sausage. So it's fun to bless Meow just with a nice piece of steak, if I can afford it. He loves it. Also something I want to mention, it was so funny. Way back when he was a bit younger, him and Calvin, when they were still students, we would have church briars regularly after Foundation 2 on a Sunday. And him and Calvin would come with a packet of chips each and a chocolate or a packet of sweets. And that's their church briar, you know. But later on, you catch on, and then you start catering for them as well. So you bring an extra chop, you bring extra plates, all of that. But then everybody caught on. So later on, they had an awesome time because they came and then they picked and choose. You know, do you want Donnie's steak or do you want a choppy or do you want a society? But that's really, that for me is family. That for me is being hospitable, you know, thinking of other people. How can we bless them? How can we entertain them? How can we make... did they enjoy it? Did they really enjoy the family? Then entertainment. The obvious one there is Get Settlers of Catan. It's an awesome board game. Now, I just think of something, you know, especially if you don't know the people that well, just think of something to do the evening. Maybe a board game, 30 seconds, whatever. Put on some music in the background. Whatever the case may be. Just set the mood, as I mentioned, music and so on. An awesome example of that, Dion and Vilma, they moved down to Paul now. But if you want to feel really special, then you go to their house if they invite you. They make so much effort. You know, she prepares all the food, put out everything she can think of. The house is clean, there's... and they spend the entire evening just focusing on you, just talking to you, getting to know you, getting to know what's going on in your life. So there's no chance after that you don't feel special. And Mezen, we love entertaining people. And we're not that focused. We're a lot more relaxed. You know, for me, it's more important to be, for people to come into the door and feel relaxed, feel they can enjoy the day, really have fun. So I make a point there of to open my door with bare feet. Then everybody is like jolted and relaxed. That's what I like. As I mentioned, be friendly. When people arrive, make stop. Even if everything is not ready, just stop and have fun. Chill, relax, entertain the people, talk to them. Make sure the place is clean. You do not want to sit on somebody's couch and there's a piece of tomato that one of their children just stuck there and you have to like... it happens. We all have children. Especially when you're finished cleaning, stuff like that happen. Also, throughout the evening, if it's a large group of people, you know, nobody likes to sit at a table and there's just dirty dishes and everything you ate 2 hours ago. So just go and clean a bit. Don't make a big scene. Try to do it without them noticing, just to keep the place clean and that people can have fun. Okay, then I mentioned, I'm going to come back to the stranger's principle with the scripture mentioned that some of you have entertained strangers and you didn't know they were angels. Sound like that's paraphrasing. But how me and Mezen does it is just, we have an open house. So if we invite you, then please bring friends with. It's like, and a lot of people knows that already. So we have met a couple of people in our house this year that came for a braai or whatever. So that's the easiest way to get to strangers, people you don't know. And then it's like just to focus on them and make them feel loved. And especially two couples this year. It was so lucky. They wanted to join the church, but not really. Didn't want to go to cell. And we invited friends that they know over. And they asked, listen, can they come as well? And we went, of course, anytime. And we bride, and the awesome people, we invited them for a bride again. And now it's awesome to see how they are slotted in and serving God passionately and really growing in God. And it's because we bride. Yeah. Also on that one, just entertaining strangers. Mezen went on missions a couple of months ago, I think. And, you know, it's so lekker for me just to walk out of the service the evening and say, listen, Annika, Rudy, Tulani, just invite some people and I'll bless everybody there with pannekoek and we can make pannekoek or whatever, you know. But it's such an opportunity just to meet people in church, new people, to give them an opportunity to get to know people in church. And then what I want to end off with is my most important point. Is when I talk about hospitality and entertaining people, it doesn't have to be expensive. You can really arrange stuff. Sorry. You can really arrange stuff so it's not expensive for you and everybody have fun still. The one example, when we just got married, me and Mezen, we stayed in an awesome house that somebody blessed us with for a couple of months, and we really didn't have money. So we decided, okay, good plan. We have the house on loan. So we're buying free butternuts. That's like 15 Rand, and we're going to have an awesome party. So we just invited everyone. Philip, just bring a Coke. This guy, bring bread. This guy, bring this. So in the end, everybody, it was cheap for everybody. Everybody had an awesome time. And all the leftovers, we had food for an entire week still. So it's really awesome. Yeah. When after that, we moved to Littleton. Me and Mezen was both in the army at that stage. And we stayed in the house, and the army house is a bit old. And everything around it is old, and to get it repaired is a mission. So it wasn't the nicest house ever, understatement. But we had a single bed in our sitting room, and that was our couch. And that was about it, you know. If anybody else came, it was just pillows. So everybody sat in a pillow on the ground, and we always had people over. You know, so many people we got to know in that house, and people got to know other people in that house, and, you know, they just sat on the floor the whole time. One of our friends, actually, Ollie, he decided he's tired of this, so he's buying a beanbag for our house for him to sit on, and we still have it. So even in 2010, we went down to the Cape and we stayed in a two-bedroom flat there, and it really didn't have space for more than three people. But we fit the 10 or 12 people in there constantly. But that was an awesome opportunity again for the young guys, because then as soon as a lady entered, they jump up and, do you want to have my seat? And so they look awesome, and the girls don't really want to, but I'm going to sit on the floor in any case. So a lot of relationships started there as well. This is cool. You don't have to have anything to be hospitable. Yeah. And just lastly, as I mentioned with the button example, tonight's a very practical one. It's so much more blessed just to have a lot of people over, you know, to combine your finances. If everybody has 20 rand and you invite 20 people, you can have an awesome dinner and an awesome party. But if it's just you with 20 rand, you're going to go miss the pie and not even be able to buy a Coke. Okay. So basically, to end off with, my main message tonight is really, as the scriptures say, be hospitable. Think of opportunities where you can invite people into your life so that they can experience God's love, so that you can build a relationship with them. Okay. So that's my sermon for the evening. Can we pray, please? Father, we just thank you for tonight, God. And although it was very practical, Father, we thank you that it's from your heart, God. And Father, we ask for opportunities, God, that you will come and show us in this week and in the next while, Father, just for opportunities, Father, to really open our hearts and our lives, Father, and our houses, Father, or our rooms or our apartments, Father, so that we can entertain people, Father, that we can entertain strangers, God, maybe angels, that we can love people, Father, the way you love them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Can everybody please stand? Yeah. I think we're going to end off just with one song. But I want to invite you, be hospitable, to have some coffee and tea with us afterwards and care a bit. But before you go out, if there are anybody here that has any prayer need or anything you would like to talk about, please just, as we exit, just come forward. We would not like you to go out with the same problem you came in with. We would love to pray with you and to talk to you about anything that's on your heart. Amen.
Speak, you give power to the weak, you raise dead men to their feet, you are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.